السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the most beloved of deeds to Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, in the beginning and in the end. He is the one who loves from actions those that are righteous, and He loves deeds that are beneficial to others. O Allah, You are our Lord, and to You belongs all praise. We believe in You, in Your angels, in Your divine books, in Your messengers, in the last day, and in Your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except You, the uniquely One who has no partners in His oneness. And we testify that our Sayyidina Muhammad is the slave of Allah and His messenger. So, O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, and to reflect upon his book. For verily Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear him, and those who are the doers of good. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Who are the people most beloved to Allah? And what are the works that are most beloved to Allah? He alayhi salatu wasalam responded by saying, Ahabbun nas ilallahi anfa'uhum linnas, wa ahabbul a'mali ilallahi sururun tudkhiluhu ala muslim. He said, the most beloved of people to Allah are those that are of most benefit to the people. And the most beloved of deeds to Allah is happiness, which they enter into the hearts of a believer. Brothers and sisters, this is how the believer can be hopeful to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conjoined the attainment of His love with us being beneficial to other people, with us being good to other people, with us seeking to spread happiness and enter joy into the hearts of other people. And anyone who does this is in reality acting in accordance with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he said, "Man istata' minkum an yanfa'a akhahu falyaf'al." Whosoever amongst you is capable of doing anything that can cause benefit to his brother or sister, then let him do that. So, brothers and sisters, we can see that the means to bring about happiness and the means to enter joy into people's hearts and the means to put smiles on people's faces are the means by which we ultimately attain unto the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can it not be the case when this concern for others and this way of acting for the benefit of others are from the best deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards? And these actions and this way of being is the way of being successful in this world and the hereafter. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And do good so that you may be successful. Brothers and sisters, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to facilitate things for people, to make things easy for people, and to strive to fulfill their needs. For this is what Allah and His Messenger loves. And hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِأَنْ أَمْشِيَ مَا أَخِي فِي هَاجَةٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ, يعني مسجد المدينة, شَهْرًا. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, that I walk with my brother in fulfilling their need is more beloved to me than observing spiritual retreat in this mosque, by which he meant the Mosque of Medina, for a month. Let us reflect on that. The simple act of fulfilling the needs of one's fellow Muslim is more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than spiritual retreat in the Mosque of Medina for an entire month. How many of us take this hadith to heart? How many of us recognize that in our simple interactions with our fellow believers, we can attain unto extraordinary proportions of rewards that otherwise someone would have to engage in arduous worship to attain. Indeed, brothers and sisters, this simple act of giving happiness could just be as simple as meeting someone with a cheerful disposition, smiling in their faces, meeting them in a state of happiness for the sake of Allah. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said that were we to do so, then this would be an act of religious charity that is beloved to Allah. For the Prophet ﷺ said, تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. When you smile in the face of your brother, this counts for you as an act of religious charity, i.e. for the sake of Allah. Brothers and sisters, apart from a disposition of smiling, to simply exchange goodly words, words that bring happiness to hearts, that give glad tidings, that encourage hope, that remove despair, that help people be optimistic and have a good opinion of Allah. If we were to do that, then this would be something of great reward and bring about goodness in our lives too. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He says in His Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak to people goodly words. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْأَحْسَانِ, is not the recompense or the reward for good anything except good. In other words, when we are good to people, we can expect goodness to come back to us in return. So brothers and sisters, let us strive. Let us strive and dedicate our lives to always being part of the solution, not being part of the problem, to helping people find hope and have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give those who are sick means of hope and happiness, to help facilitate relations, to never be a reason for relations to break. It's as if one of the great scholars said, and the best of people, amongst them is a man who fulfills people's needs with his hand. So withhold not a favor from anyone. As long as you are able, make happiness your stand. O Allah, enable us to bring happiness to other people's hearts, to spread joy around us, to be avid to spread happiness amongst whomsoever we meet, giving joy to our parents, our spouses, our children, our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, and the entirety of mankind. O Allah, and with this, I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, O you who are listening, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.